I'm Steve Potter, and this is Cityscape. Still ahead, St. Louis Symphony President Fred Bronstein previews the symphony's new season, which was just announced last night. Time now, though, for our monthly segment in partnership with Sauce Magazine, Soundbites. Chef Lou Rook was featured in the December issue, and this month, his own cookbook is featured on the magazine's online column, By the Book. Please welcome Chef Lou Rook of Annie Guns in Chesterfield and Sauce Magazine's associate editor, Julie Cohen. Hi to you both.
Hello, Steve.
Rook cooks simplicity at its finest. That's the name of your cookbook, so first, congratulations on that.
Oh, thank you very much.
And, you know, I was thinking simplicity. I've always considered myself a pretty good cook, I guess, but not better than that because most of what I do is pretty simple, you know, not fancy per se. So should I rethink? Should I rethink that?
Well,
maybe I'm better than I think I am.
Well, I don't think the idea was when I said simplicity, the hardest part about the book was to come up with where I was going to go with it. And I decided more I would like to see a book that more people could use rather than just sit on their mantle or put it away and it collects dust.
Because most people aren't fancy cooks, I guess.
Yeah, and so what we did was I took a lot of my recipes that I do at Annie's and basically kept them simple and showed them in the book how you could have fun with them and used grocery store products and also the best products, but showed how to use canned broths and things of that and just to make it a little, you know, enjoyable to cook. That's the idea behind it.
So it wouldn't be too challenging for someone like me.
Right.
Right? Well, Julie Cohen, would you explain By the Book and what we're going to find there this month on your website?
Sure. So each month we do an online column called By the Book, which we also have – we reference it in the print. And each week we basically choose a cookbook and one of us on staff will cook a recipe from the book and then blog about our experience. And the idea kind of started from we have a beautiful library of cookbooks in the office. It's a perk of the job. We get all of the newest cookbooks, and they're sent to us, and we didn't really know what we wanted to do with them. And so we started this column thinking, you know, it'd be great for readers to know which cookbooks are actually useful, which are beautiful but maybe better for a coffee table, and which they can actually buy and give as gifts. So this coming month, we'll be cooking from Matt Siders has a bar book called Sanctuaria, the Dive Bar of Cocktail Bars, and he's the bartender at Sanctuaria. Helen Fletcher, who is the pastry chef at Tony's, and she also had her own pastry shop for years and years. She has European tarts out. We have Lou's book, which we're really excited about, and then we have Carl and Nancy McConnell's Stone Soup Cottage, a vignette of seasonal ingredients. Mm-hmm. So we'll be cooking from that as well. And those will be in February.
And you can all find that on your website, right?
Yes. Each Tuesday, the blog goes up.
Well, Lou, you've been executive chef at Annie Guns for, what, 20 years?
20 years, yes, sir.
Wow. I don't know. That sounds a little unusual for me. I mean, most chefs kind of move around a little more than that, don't they? You know,
yes, absolutely. And I'll be honest, I think I'm as surprised as you that I've been there 20 years, but it's been incredible. It's worked for both myself and Tom Sainert.
Well, Annie Guns is really it's an iconic place, I guess. It's located in the Chesterfield Valley in the floodplain there. It's been there for how long?
This market just celebrated its 75th anniversary. So the Smokehouse Market, which is attached to Annie's. Annie's has been there 20 years off and on, and the market's been there 75 years.
So at one time, you were a loyal customer before you were an employee.
Absolutely. It was my favorite place to go on my day off. Absolutely.
How come?
You know, it was just a quaint little pub and had good steaks and great bourbon, and I just enjoyed sitting there talking to the bartenders and relaxing.
And then along came the great flood of 1993.
Yes.
And, of course, Annie Guns, or the Smokehouse, I guess, it was about the only thing out there at the time. What did it do to the place and to the valley?
Well, it literally devastated it. Everything that was there was wiped out. Our restaurant and market was completely filled to 13 and a half feet with water. All the floor beams, you know, bursted, the whole thing. And we literally had to remove all the mud, put the entire building in a sealed bag and dehydrate it for 5 days to get all the mold out of it. And then we started rebuilding.
Right. Well, in addition to rebuilding the physical structure, you rebuilt other things.
Right.
What did you do?
Well, Tommy, he had some vision, and he wanted it. He had a great business there, and him and I were talking one day, and he told me he wanted to take it to the next level. And I said, I hope you talk to me first. And we sat down at O.B. Clark's and had a few beers, and we've been together ever since. Mm-hmm. And so what we started doing, being established and successful already, we started changing the menu slowly, just 10 to 20% at a time. And at first, there was a lot of pushback from the loyal regulars. And now, you know, 20 years later, they're a little more sensitive to when I don't change the menu enough. You know what I mean? And what's going on. So
you push back the pushback.
Yeah, I guess sure. So. Yes.
Julie, how would you describe Any Guns to someone that maybe has not been there?
Well, it has all the old world charm, but then fantastic food that is special enough for, you know, birthday and engagement. But then there's also just classics. You know, when I was in there last, I believe Glenn was telling us that you have people who come in every day for lunch.
Every day.
And they sit at the same table. And I think that's just great that it can do both.
That's Julie Cohen from Sauce Magazine. We're also talking to Lou Rook, executive chef at Annie Guns in Chesterfield, and author of his new cookbook, Rook Cooks Simplicity at Its Finest. I really like your book because in addition to the recipes, there are a lot of notes and things in it about the food, about presentation, and about your philosophy and your life. You talk about how you began your career at the age of 9, and your dad played a part in that. You're Lou Rook III.
Yes, sir.
So tell me about Lou Rook II.
Lou Rook Jr., my father, him and I have always had a very special bond and relationship, and we've worked great together. So about 19 and a half years ago, we had reopened, and over 20 now, but he's been there about 19 and a half years. We were looking for a daytime chef, sous chef, and he had just left his job at Sunset Hills Country Club in Edwardsville, and Tom said, why don't we bring your dad in? And I said, okay. And
did you really?
And we did.
I mean, you said okay.
I said okay. And it's been great. You know, we've worked side by side every day for the last almost 20 years, 20 years this June on his end, and it's phenomenal, you know.
Yeah. You know, my dad's a great guy. I'm just trying to think if I could work with him.
Yeah.
What would you say are Annie Gunn's signature dishes?
Well, we have quite a few. I mean, there's, you know, the smoked shrimp is obviously one of them. You know, our crab cakes are one of them. Our meatloaf at lunch, the roasted chicken, which is in the book. Yeah, you know, there's probably about a dozen line items. And then there's quite a few that we've taken off that they're ready to run me up the flagpole about, but I'm doing okay there.
Well, what I did is I went through the book and I picked out a meal like I might like to make.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a beginning, an entree, and a side. So I thought I'd tell you what I chose, and maybe you could say something about that.
Sure.
I would start off, you have this fried green tomato dish. What's the whole title of it? Fried green tomatoes on yellow tomato.
Coulis.
Coulis with jumbo lump crab and...
And mascarpone.
Right. First, translate that.
Okay, so mascarpone is like a fresh Italian cream cheese. We use a cheese company by the name of Crave Brothers for that out of Wisconsin. It's just this just yummy, just beautiful, spreadable, sweet cheese. So the idea with that dish was just a little piece of summer, really. Simplicity. There's like five or six ingredients. You know, you make the coulis, and the jumbo lump crab is just, and you know, delicate and light with a dollop of the mascarpone, and it's just like a nice hot cold salad for summertime.
All right, that's my starter. Then it was really hard when I was looking at the entrees, but this is what I settled on. Grilled marinated flank steak with blue cheese, Zinfandel butter, and lion salad.
Yes. So what that is, it's a takeoff of a classic. There's a classic salad from, a classic salad called a Lyon salad, which has originated in Lyon, France. And so the salad itself in France is usually a poached egg with a mustard dressing, and then they do rashers of bacon and pickled herring and things. So what we did was, you know, because we love steak, we love all the meats, is we did a great flank steak, very affordable, put a nice marinade on it, and then the light salad with a little blue cheese Zinfandel, red Zinfandel butter, just to ramp it up a little bit.
Hmm. Do you disagree with anything so far, Julie?
No, I'm waiting for the apple pie, though.
Okay, let me get to the side first, then we'll ask about the apple pie. And for the side, I chose the creamy corn polenta.
Yes, one of the favorites at the restaurant, once again, you know. Well, we do the creamy corn polenta. A lot of places don't. Typically, polenta gets a bad rap sometimes because people say it's bland. It's like cornmeal mush. We tend to, we'll probably make it a little more. We add cream to it and cheese and chicken broth and things of this nature. So it's just this great cornmeal-like pudding, really.
Yeah, and I mentioned that you have notes and things with every dish and recommended beverages. And I took a quote from the book that you said that I love. This is you. I cook with wine. Sometimes I even put it in the food.
Well, that's an oldie and a goldie that I've heard, and that's probably more accurate than it's really just a saying.
Caught my attention. Julie, what about the apple pie?
Oh, I don't know. I was just wondering. Annie Guns has never given us the recipe, so I thought maybe if we put some pressure on the air.
Okay, Lou, what's your secret?
Well, we don't make the apple pie. The market makes it, and they've been doing it long before me, so that is a deal that I run with, you know, let Mr. Sainert handle.
Well, so Lou, you've been executive chef at Annie Guns for 20 years. You've made a lot of changes over the years, obviously. Where do you see the restaurant headed?
Oh, you know, we every year it's like, what are we going to do and how are we going to do it? I like to think we're still being progressive. We're being very progressive with our cuisine and with our wine and beverage program. Constantly reinforcing the level of service because we really think service is the key. I mean, you're going to have people that have opinions about your food, but if the service is great, you're still going to have people coming back. We'd like to say that we're going to be very strong at least 10, 20 more years, if not longer.
You know, we talk a lot on this segment with Sauce Magazine about trends and things, food trends.
Yeah.
Is there anything that's particularly caught your attention?
There's a lot of trends that are happening now with the Asian influence and, you know, obviously the molecular program has been taking place, the molecular gastronomy and things. I just think you're going to see people still reaching back to the basics. A major trend in the steakhouse world right now is to go back to the basics, smaller portions, and, you know, comfort food, very similar to what we have in the book. And I think You'll still see progressive cuisine, but you'll see new takes on old favorites is what I think you're going to see a lot of.
What do you think, Julie? I really like the whole small portions idea because then I get a more different things. Mm-hmm. You know, I used to go to a restaurant and you get such huge servings of things.
Yeah.
I like the small plate idea.
I think so. I think we're also seeing more vegetables featured as entrees, mm-hmm. not necessarily needing that big hunk of meat.
Right.
Not necessarily vegetarian either, though.
Right.
Where the vegetables are taking more of a centerpiece.
You know, this past summer, Lou and I think your wine director, you could tell us about this. You went and cooked dinner at the James Beard House in New York. Can you tell me briefly about that experience?
Yeah, it was a great experience. You know, we were invited to come back for a second time to the James Beard House and perform a dinner. And what we did was about a 7-course meal, and you bring a winery with you, and we did all Missouri wines. And so we started off, we shipped as many local products as we could in October, you know, from all of our farmers. And we just went in and had a great time, just cooked like crazy, sold the place out and had fun.
The cookbook is Rook Cooks, Simplicity at its Finest by our guest, Chef Lou Rook. I really recommend it. It's a fun read to look at. Some beautiful photographs, too. On top of that. And in fact, the last photograph in the book is you working in, I was wondering, is that your kitchen at home?
Yes, that's my counter at home.
I want to come over. You should see this picture. It's very inviting.
Awesome.
Lou Rook is executive chef of Annie Guns in Chesterfield. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you very much, Steve.
And Julie Cohen, associate editor of Sauce Magazine. We look forward to our segment with Sauce every month. Julie, thank you.
Thank you, Steve.
Coming up next on Cityscape, the St. Louis Symphony's new season. This is St. Louis Public Radio.